Well, welcome along to Fundamental Baptist Fellowship today. This is the 12th of May 2024 and it's Mother's Day today. I'm going to be speaking from Proverbs 31, 10 to 31 in a message titled The Virtuous Woman Today. So let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord. We want to adore you today for your love in giving us the virtuous women that we have as our wives. Father, we thank you, Lord, for their lives. Lord, help us today to appreciate the depth of character of a virtuous woman. In Jesus' name, amen. The book of Proverbs frequently warns of the dangers of a foolish wife and strange women. There's about 10 chapters in the book of Proverbs that talks about the dangers of a wife who's a foolish wife, and also evil and strange women. However, Proverbs concludes with the glory and praise of a virtuous wife in Proverbs 31. It's a lengthy description of the virtuous woman, and it teaches the immense importance of the godly, wise wife. She's mentioned the role and of the wife and things like that, but she's mentioned in many passages in the New Testament, Ephesians 5, 22 to 33, Colossians 3, 18, 1 Timothy 2, 9 to 15, 1 Timothy 3, verse 11, Titus chapter 2, verses 3 to 5, and 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1 to 6, all verses about that. In the Hebrew language, scholars tell me, Proverbs 31, verses 10 to 31 is an acrostic, and each verse beginning with a different character in the Hebrew alphabet, which has 22 letters, beginning with Aleph and ending with Tor. That's the first and last verses of the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. And because of that pattern, it enhanced the memorization by Jewish children of that passage. Psalm 119 is another acrostic as well in the Old Testament that we know of that's written like that. You know, it was by God's grace alone that I didn't get married before I met Dorothy. Only by the grace of God. I nearly made a mistake once, and I would have married the wrong one in defiance to Almighty God. Anyway, I thank the Lord that I met Dorothy, because God said to me, look, and I didn't understand. But see, God was bringing me a virtuous woman. I remember praying for a wife, and one day I was living in the church manse. I lived in the church manse for something like 4 years, or I think it was, or 5 years, at Southern Cross Baptist Church on 104 Anzac Avenue at Engadine. And I opened my Bible one morning, and I read these verses in Scripture in Genesis chapter 2, verses 20 to 22. And Adam gave names to all cattle and to the fowl of the air and every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found an helpmeet for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her to the man. And it was like God was saying to me, stop worrying about getting married. Stop running around trying to find a wife. I am going to bring you one right to this very doorstep you're standing on. So I thought, okay, God. So I claimed that promise. I invested in a home unit in case I might need a place to live. And I moved out of the manse and rented another home unit in Engadine. And 15 months later, Dorothy arrived from Wagga with her 12-year-old son, Samuel. And Southern Cross Baptist Church said that she could live in the church manse because it was vacant. And I had vacated that manse over a year earlier. God brought my wife to be to the very doorstep God said he would bring her to. Isn't that amazing? God said he brought the woman to the man, you see. And on the 5th of July 2024, this year, it will be 21 years that we've been married. Amen? Well, the book of Proverbs was largely penned by Solomon, as we know. Although the final two chapters, chapter 30 and 31, were by Agur and King Lemuel. The obvious question is, who is King Lemuel? And there are two options, as far as I understand. Either he was an unknown king of an unknown country, or Lemuel was another name for Solomon. There's no definite proof for either, since there is no record of a king in secular history or among the kings of Israel called King Lemuel. However, the suggestion that Lemuel is a pseudonym for Solomon is more likely the case. It's another word, another name, because the Old Testament scriptures were consigned to the Hebrew nation, and the chapter is written in Hebrew. Now, this name, Lemuel, could have been a private name given Solomon by his mother, Bathsheba. The name Lemuel means for God or to God. And it's interesting, in 2 Samuel 12, 24 and 25, Solomon is referred to as Jedidiah, by King David, who sent that name to be out there when Nathan the prophet told him about it. And he sent that name, and he said that Jedidiah was the name. And by King David, Solomon's father, when Solomon was born, he called Solomon Jedidiah. And it means beloved of God. For God is Lemuel. Beloved of God is Jedidiah. It's another name for Solomon. Well, moving into verse 10, we read the reference to a virtuous woman. I'd like to look at seven characteristics of a virtuous woman today from Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10, to start with. First of all, the virtuous woman's value today. The Hebrew word virtuous, by the way, refers to much more than moral purity. It's the Hebrew word chahil, and it means able, resourceful, strong, efficient, industrious, hardworking. The Hebrew Interlinear Bible, by the way, reads this: who can find an able woman? So the emphasis in Proverbs 31 is not so much on the fidelity and the moral, and it is a moral fidelity of high standard that this lady has. But that's not the emphasis in Proverbs 31. It's on a wife who is able, resourceful, who has God-given energy that God has applied, and she takes hold of it and is energized by God to do the work that God wants her to do. In the New Testament, 2 Peter 1:5, it talks about add to your faith virtue. That word there is arete in the Greek. And it's talking about moral excellence. But the emphasis on Proverbs 31, in Proverbs 31:10, is on being industrious. And a virtuous woman is an able woman. And Gemuel says that such a woman as this is priceless. To obtain such a woman as a wife, such a woman as a wife like this, is a blessing beyond measure. Amen. The virtuous woman is worth more than money can buy. Why? It's because of a character. It's character first. It's not physical beauty, it's character. It's possible to buy a housekeeper, and some countries even a slave. But it isn't possible to buy a woman with character. A woman who's dedicated to a man, you know, and his children, and her heart is committed to doing them good all the days of her life, in sickness, in health, in poverty, in wealth, till death do us part. And such a wife is truly priceless, amen? She's valuable. A virtuous woman is priceless. And a virtuous woman has great fidelity. Verse 11, the heart of a husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil, of goods, whatever. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She can make a little go a long way. And a husband can rest assured that she wastes nothing when she goes shopping. I must say my wife excels in that regard. She wastes absolutely nothing. Food, no matter what, is never thrown out. I can't even throw out a used tea bag. Do you believe that? She is an outstanding bargain hunter. I have no fear of her wasting time or money. And she just is like that. And you know what? I can trust her fidelity in terms of her moral qualities there. I can trust her not to give her heart to another man. I can trust her to keep the secrets I tell her. I can trust her to be doing what she should be doing when I'm not around. Truly, a man with such a wife is a treasure untold, amen? See, a virtuous woman is valuable. A virtuous woman has fidelity, and a virtuous woman is a hard worker. And verses 13 to 19, I'm not going to read them all through, are all about the hard-working labours of this lady. She works because she wants to work. No one has to stand over. It's a labour of love because she's committed to God. Near 13 of the 22 verses from verses 10 to 31 describe her industrious, hard-working labour. She's not a sluggard. Her candle doesn't go out, verse 18. She rises early while it is yet night, verse 15. She eats not the bread of idleness, verse 27. My wife is not only loyal, she is resourceful. Her labour is varied and she has many skills. Verse 14 says, she is like the merchant ship. She brings her food from afar. She wants to provide a good diet for a family. As I said before, my wife is an expert at buying food. She compares prices. She knows where the sales and bargains are. She can make a dollar go further than anyone I know, except one person, her son, because Dorothy taught him. He is an excellent budgeter. When Samuel was an apprentice, electrician, all the boys used to have, they'd take turns in their group, and all the guys would go out and one guy's turn each week or something or other to do the shopping for a barbecue. And all went out and they'd have so much money and they'd spend it all, you know. Come to Samuel's turn, and Samuel went out and he did it all and still had half the money left. And they said, "How'd you do that?" "Just looked at the prices." Where did he learn that? He didn't learn it from me. He learned it from Dorothy. She's a purposeful and cautious spender. She never, a virtuous woman never buys impulsively, but carefully plans. You know, since being married, I have visited every op shop or salvo store in every town we've ever stopped in. It's incredible. I'm getting to the stage where I think there's some good things in there. You know, I go in there and I go looking for Christian books, you know. And there's some lots of good stuff there that I know, you know. If she's a wise investor, she considers a field, verse 16, and buys it. And she plants a vineyard with the fruit of her hand. You know, she bought property before we were married. And God used that to get us into the housing market. She went out to work when we first got married to help pay the bills after we bought our first house together. And Dorothy and I have sold 3 houses together since marrying, and we bought 3 houses between us since marrying. Yeah. Every home we have lived in, my wife has planted fruit trees and vegetable gardens. I could not believe that when we came to Benalla in Cowan Street, there was nothing there in the backyard. There was just grass. And there was a few trees down the side, wasn't there? She put all these fruit trees across the back fence and built potatoes and gardens and stuff. And we got into the gardens, and I got into the gardens. I didn't like gardens, but I don't mind gardens now. You know, there's a lot of good stuff in gardens, good exercise. And anything a virtuous woman buys, she could sell it later. And there's a lot of stuff that is just given away. But when Dorothy sells, she can drive a hard bargain sometimes. I'd say, "Oh, you know, just that'll do that price, you know, we've got this thing, we want to sell it." "Oh, no, it's worth them more than that, you know." And she perceives that her merchandise is good. Do you notice that? Value, fidelity, hardworking and prudent. The virtuous woman's giving to the poor, verse 20, stretches out a hand to the poor, reaches forth her hands to the needy. The virtuous woman devotes a life to missionary giving and the giving to others. And you know, and because a virtuous woman is frugal, you can give and you have money to give. When there's a need, and see the poor, and give to the missions to reach the poor and to help the poor. So a virtuous woman is valuable, has fidelity, hardworking and prudent, is frugal. And number 5, the virtuous woman is wise, 26. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. When the virtuous woman opens her mouth, it's not to backbite. It's not to tell an off joke or to tear down someone. She opens her mouth in kindness. She's a wise and gracious woman. She has no time for being a busybody. A virtuous woman. Valuable, has fidelity, is prudent, is frugal, is wise. And because of the way they've lived, number 6, a virtuous woman is worthy of praise. Verse 28, her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. And many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Give her of the fruit of her hands, verse 31, and let her own works praise her in the gates. A virtuous woman's husband cannot speak highly enough. The word praiseth there, you know what that means? It means boasts. I can do some boasting about my wife. I can praise the Lord and it's not put on. Her husband openly brags, praises his wife. She's made wise decisions. She's done right by her husband. And because of that, he's known in the gates in verse 23. Her husband is respected because his wife, it's incredible. Her husband's respected because his wife has helped him win respect. It works. She had helped him rise to a status by her selfless giving and loving and living. And because she's known, her husband's known. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. She's a valuable asset. Has fidelity, has prudence, is frugal, is wise, is praiseworthy. And the seventh thing, a virtuous woman has superiority. Look at verse 30. Favour is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. What's that saying? It's saying the thought is here is how charm and physical beauty are short-lived and are like a vapour. But a virtuous woman's attributes are far more important than physical beauty. Physical beauty fades like a flower does. But true virtue is everlasting, and the virtuous woman will be rewarded at the beam or judgment seat of Christ because her returns are in heaven. And the wise woman spent her life investing in others and looked for her reward in heaven and not now. And she will get a reward because she's investing in it all her life into other people's lives so that they would grow in the Christian life and that pleases God, and God will say, well done, thou good and faithful wife, because you've been investing all your life in other people and eternal things and eternal values and what matters in eternity. And God will say, well done. Well done, sister. Our good and faithful daughter. The quality of a virtuous woman that we've just read about produces fruit that remains. Proverbs 31 is a description of a godly, chaste, efficient, industrious woman who did right in every area of her life. What is implied here? What is implied is honour and praise and joy, which follows after years and years and years of thoughtfulness of others. Truly, such a woman is priceless. Any man who finds such a woman for a wife has a treasure beyond measure. Amen? Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the virtuous woman today. Where would we be? Where would we be? God, we thank you. We thank you for your wise counsel, your wise help. your wise choice. And we give you the praise today that we can honour the virtuous woman and give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.